Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me here on another episode where I'm chatting with you about why your flashy website design isn't bringing in business. Now, I am a person that loves a great aesthetic on my own time outside of in my business. I love snapping photos of beautiful things around me. I love making my personal Instagram page outside of business where I share basically my personal journey. I love to make it aesthetically pleasing. Even the reels that I shoot for business or my personal page, I like them to be beautiful. I like my website to be beautiful, my business website. I love aesthetically pleasing things, all down to the things that I use or, you know, like decorate around me, for instance, like in my office space or things that I use in my apartment. I like the things that I look at and see on a daily basis to be aesthetically pleasing. So, you know, that would be no surprise that I would love an aesthetically pleasing website. But if you put, you know, your website design before the actual words on your website, if you get caught up in the design before you get caught up in the brand messaging part, then you are doing yourself a disservice. And that's what we're chatting about here in this episode. While I was working on this, I came across a report by HubSpot, and it was the 2024 State of Marketing Report. And it has like a lot of data about, you know, marketing trends and things like that. And so I wanted to kind of, you know, find some information in there that can relate to the points that I want to share with you today. And so let's go ahead and get right on into it, because I really want to share more about the real reasons why your website may not be winning over your ideal clients or customers. And that first reason is you've got some weak brand messaging. I don't know of any other prettier way to say it as it relates to this topic, but there you have weak brand messaging. So your flashy design may wow a lot of people, but if your brand's messaging is not clear, if it's not crystal clear, people will leave. They will peace out. Okay. So strong messaging is a great foundation for every website that's going to be successful. And without it, your site it's only a cute face in a crowded industry. So that HubSpot report that I mentioned, it shares that clear and engaging content actually, you know, it boosts user engagement a lot. Okay. And also the conversion rates. It proves that, you know, that there's a such thing as strong, consistent messaging, and it's non-negotiable. The second thing is confusing copy structure. Now, if your words, aka the copywriting on your website, is all over the place, people will not want to try and figure it out. They are not going to waste time trying to decipher if they are in the right place and if your business can help them. Structure is so important. So if your messaging is not organized and easy to follow, you are losing potential clients or customers with every single confused click. Okay. The report that the HubSpot report, it mentioned, you know, well-organized content and how it guides people smoothly, okay? So you've got to have that well-organized content. You can't have something that's supposed to be a main headline on your homepage somewhere at the bottom of the homepage, and at the top you have something like here, like starting with your services. Like, you got to give people, start off with a reason to say, like, why, telling them, you know, why they're there and that they're in the right place. You've got to reassure them right off the top. They don't want to hear something random at the top like your experience from your corporate days or from college, like an about you section at the top of the homepage. No, that's supposed to be on the about page. So you just want to structure it in a way that is leading people on a clear buyer's journey. That's what your website pages are supposed to do when it all boils down to it. Now, the third thing is slow loading copy, okay? And when I say slow loading copy, I mean copy, not copy or words that are coming on to the screen very slow, which that is a big problem too. If it takes your website a long time to load, that can be frustrating for people. If they're looking like, I know it's not my internet, like what's up with their site, okay? What I mean by this is basically bloated website copy, all right? You're not getting to the point, okay? You want to get to the point, because if you don't, you're self-sabotaging yourself. People are going to click away. This is another one of those things where people are going to click away. That's what I mean by slow loading copy. You're not getting to the point to make sure or to make it clear that people are in the right place. So let's say you do have the words on your website structured in a proper fashion. You have your headline, your subheadline, your tagline, and such. And then you're going on to say, you know, more about who you work with and why. What if those things are structured in the right way? However, there's still a problem with how fast you're getting to the point. You can't have these extremely, extremely long paragraphs in every section of your website. You just can't. Like, extremely long paragraphs, you're not getting to the point. All you're going to do is frustrate people. And what are they going to do? They're going to leave and they're going to check out, well, possibly check out your competitor's website. The next thing is a lack of authenticity. I know you're probably tired of hearing this word, authenticity or authentic in marketing, but I really can't beat around the bush here just with anything that I share with you. And the simple fact is authenticity is so important. So when your site feels like, hey, just another sales pitch, it's very bland, you know, hey, I need your money now type of thing. Of course, you're in business to make money, but your website needs to feel like a genuine conversation. You know what I mean? You want to, you know, have that connection with your audience. Just don't want to be bland, boring. Hey, buy now. That's it. Like, we know you have to make money, but before you get to that call to action in a clear, concise way, how are you building up to that? Okay, think about that. And the next thing is, I think this is the last one, inconsistent tone. So sending these mixed signals with your website copy is a very big no-no as well. So let's say your design says one thing, it's giving off this vibe, this one type of vibe, while your copy, the words on your site, is giving off a totally different type of vibe. It is basically impossible to build build trust and credibility in that way. So you want to keep things consistent. When you get finished or when the copy is done for your website, at that point, you should have your brand messaging, your brand voice, tone, ideal clients, customers, all that nailed down already. So then when you hand over everything, the copy, to your website designer, you can also hand them over that brand messaging guide as well to get them in the mindset of, you know, what this design needs to look like, okay? All of that is helpful. Believe it or not, all of that is helpful. And that's one reason why I personally, when I have my website clients, I put together a brand messaging guide for them as well. So again, you know, fixing these problems, it's a must. They can improve how your website looks and works, and you'll be able to attract your ideal clients or customers. And if you're someone out there thinking, yeah, I need to fix this now, then I am here for that. Like I mentioned, I include a brand messaging guide with the website copy that I write. My team and I also put together a wireframe design for each page of the website, and it gets you in the, you know, those wireframes get you excited about what your words could possibly look like on your website. You can hand over the wireframe designs to your website designer. Of course, they're going to have their own creativity going on, but those wireframe designs, they get them excited as well. At least I think so. One of my clients, her website designer messaged me one time, and she was so thankful that I had all of that stuff in addition to the actual website copy. So going back to that brand messaging guide, though, I include the brand messaging guide because I feel it's so necessary for my website copy clients, because chances are you really aren't clear when you come to me. You really need more help when it comes to your brand voice, tone, the words to use in other parts of your marketing. That's also something that I make it a point to include, like a word bank that you can use in other parts of your marketing, like your email marketing, your social media marketing. I also include story starters for you for email and social media, and some story-driven content ideas as well, just to get the ball rolling for you to have something and feel confident that you have that website copy. You have the website copy, you have the brand messaging guide, and then when you go to your designer, they're designing your website, and when the overall process of getting your website done is you're at the finish line for it, you're feeling confident in how you're going to show up in the other areas, like in your email marketing or your social media marketing. So that's why I love to include those elements with it. Now, again, hopefully this episode has been helpful for you. Hopefully you have seen why it's so good to focus on your words, the words on your website, before focusing on the design. Yeah, you can have inspiration, say some inspirational website designs, but don't get caught up in it and go to a website designer first and have that done before you get your website copy done. So hopefully this episode has been helpful for you. If it has been, I would love to hear your thoughts and takeaways from it. Take a moment to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, and I will chat with you soon.